Garage Graphics is now Elemoose. Our name has changed, but our commitment to our clients remains the same. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now or press 1 to hear our hours of operation and location. Press #1 for our company directory or press 5 for the operator.
If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. Dialing.
Garage Graphics is now Elemoose. Our name has changed, but our commitment to our clients remains the same. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now or press 1 to hear our hours of operation and location. Press #1 for our company directory or press 5 for the operator.
If you know your party's using the telephone keypad, please begin spelling the first or last name of the person you wish to call. To listen to these choices again, press *. To return to the previous menu, press #. Dialing.
Mindy Peter.
Extension 1208.
Good afternoon, Elemoose. This is Mindy.
Hey, Mindy. This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's Monday, so just trudging through.
I understand.
I just wanted to follow up with you. It looks like, you know, you were in contact with some of my associates, looks like back in maybe April. Regarding some financing, I think we had sent out a pre-approved finance offer to the business for some equipment financing and working capital. And it looks like they followed up with you and you didn't have any needs at the time, but yeah, I'm just following up with you now that it's summer and seeing how business is going over there.
Business is a little slower than I would like, and we don't have any plans to do any financing or major purchases this year. We do have a $1 million line of credit with our bank, and so that keeps me where I need to be for cash flow ups and downs, and we're working on getting our debt ratio down.
Oh, okay, okay. A $1 million line of credit, huh? That's a big one. Okay.
Yeah. Definitely makes sense. And so it gives me that, you know, that helps me. I don't have that much used, but I can, you know, use that money as I need to, and it's locked in at 3.5% interest, and so I just use it only sparingly as I need to.
Oh, okay, okay. Makes sense. Just trying to, you guys are playing it smart, so that's good.
Yeah, we're trying. It's hard to be disciplined.
Definitely. Do you guys ever finance equipment?
Yes, we have. That's why I'm working on trying to get our debt ratio down, because the owner went through what he called an investment period where we invested in a lot of new equipment and too much in 1 year. And so now I'm, you know, getting caught up and paying those back loans off.
Oh, okay, okay. So nothing coming up this year. You guys are just kind of...
Right, nothing coming up this year. Unfortunately, I'm not in a situation where I'm going to need Section 179, so I'm going to try to detour everyone from doing the Section 179 depreciation. Like if I would buy a new asset, a lot of times, you know, every year I like to at least buy one new piece of equipment, but we bought several in 1 year, and so now I'm in a situation where it would be better not to purchase any for tax purposes and for cash analysis and debt ratio purposes.
Oh, okay, okay. Do you guys have any plans next year? I know you just said you purchased a bunch, so I'm sure they're kind of all still working well.
Yeah, no, not at this time.
Nothing that you know. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you, you know, see how everything was going over there. But, all right, yeah, so I'll touch base with you sometime next year and see how things are going then.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Mindy. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.